David Aldous. David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247.
247
podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Good news. In fact, great news. Very soon now we can announce Worship Radio 247 will be going live once again. It has been painstaking hours of work by Martin to prepare the new software he will be using. He is now finalizing all we need to be able to bring you live programming for Worship Radio 247. If you would like to donate to the work that we are doing on Worship Radio 247, Worship TV, and the Worship 247 podcast, then please go to the website www.worshipradio247.org and click on Donate Now. You would be helping the ministry and allowing us to take the Father's love to the world through the power of media. You know, I was just thinking, it really isn't easy doing everything that Martin is doing. It is so complicated and so different from what we're used to, because we've completely changed the way we play out music. So we've needed a lot more software. And Martin is just finalizing all of that. And we're hoping that we can announce that we will be live on Worship Radio 247 once again. I'm so excited. I cannot tell you. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. It is great to get your company. The Worship Radio 247 podcast, where I bring you some worship and the Word of God. And I'm looking forward to that. On today's program, I'm going to bring you some music from Michael W. Smith, Vanessa Campagna, and also Lyndall Cooley. That's all coming up. And I'll bring you a word from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 38 and 39. That is all coming up. Listen, if you'd like to contact us, we really would appreciate you getting in contact. And the way to do that is at studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. But right now, we're going to worship in spirit and in truth. This is such a gorgeous song. So anointed. This is Michael W. Smith and Vanessa Campagna. And it's called Waymaker. Another thing you can do, if you'd like to request a song, all you've got to do is send us an email, studio@worshipradio247.org. We'd love to do that.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you.
Darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
That is Michael W. Smith and Vanessa Compagna and Waymaker. Coming next, on Worship Radio 247, the podcast. I'm going to bring you the Word of God. We're looking today at Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 38 and 39. Agape love and part 9. That's next. Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We come to part 9 today of the Daily Devotional on this series of Agape Love. If you've got your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Romans. That's in the New Testament, right after the Acts of the Apostles. So it goes Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then the Acts of the Apostles, and then right after that, Romans. Romans, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to look from verse 38 where it says this. And Paul is speaking to the church in Rome, and he says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing," say that with me, nothing. Say it again, nothing. "Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." I often say this, but I'm going to say it again. What an iconic scripture. In actual fact, the whole book of Romans is amazing. And Romans, the 8th chapter, is amazing as well. I mean, just really quickly, turn with me to Romans 8 and the first chapter, Romans 8 and the first verse. And you'll see how it starts. It starts this way. "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." Now there is no condemnation to those who belong to Christ Jesus. In other words, if you belong not to Christ Jesus, you've got two choices. I believe this so sincerely. There are two choices. You either belong to Jesus Christ or you don't. And if you don't, you belong to the evil one. It's as simple as that. And if you belong to Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation. None. It's all gone. Beloved, you need to know that. And as you go through this particular incredible chapter, you end up with this. "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love." Listen, nothing, once you've given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing can separate you from that love in Christ Jesus. This is why I am convinced. Because of scripture verses like this, I am convinced that whatever you do, you cannot lose your salvation. I don't believe you can. Now, a lot of people are going to write to me and say, "Oh, yes, David, you can. There are loads of verses that say you can." Listen, when you hear Paul preaching this and writing this letter, this particular letter to the church in Rome, all you've got to do is go back to the original Greek. Have a look at the Greek. Get your Strong's out. Go through your Strong's, word by word, word by word, word by word. And Paul is saying this. He is convinced of this as well. He says it quite clearly. "I am convinced." That means he's been persuaded.
and he's been persuaded by his walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is convinced, and I also am convinced, that nothing, beloved, can separate us from God's love. And I use the word us, meaning you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not just talking about someone who is a nominal Christian and goes to church on Sunday and sings a few hymns and listens to the preach and then goes home and kicks the cat. No, 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 no. I'm talking about someone, and I hope and pray, because you are listening to Worship Radio 247, that what is happening in your particular life, what is happening in your life, is you are growing more and more and more and more, because you are hearing the word and you're worshiping him in spirit and in truth. And because you are hearing this word, because you are listening and you are being affected by what is happening, and by the fact that you are caught up in this wave of refreshing that is happening across Worship Radio 247. Because of that, you are working and you are changing and changing and working and working and changing. And because you are changing, your relationship with the living God is changing. It is becoming more intimate. It is coming closer and closer and closer. As you worship him in spirit and in truth, you are being drawn into the very throne room of grace. And because of that, your relationship with the living God is changing. It has to change. It is obvious that it will change. If you're being influenced like this, if you are listening to this worship, if you are participating of this worship, then you can do nothing but change. That is the truth. I said in the beginning, at the beginning of this broadcast, that yes, we all do sin. We all do sin, and we all fall short. Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23 tells us that. But we are seeking to be purified by him. We are seeking to be pure. And because of that, we are on this journey. And this journey takes us up Mount Zion, along that dusty pathway, and in the distance, yes, beloved, you can see the freeway, and you can see how easy it is to go down that road to death and destruction. But we choose not to. We choose to walk up this dusty pathway. We choose to take with us a sickle and a scythe, and we choose to cut down the weeds that are in front of us, and we choose to struggle on. We choose to run this race, as Paul says in Philippians. We choose to do that. Why? Because we have fallen in love with our gentle Jesus. Because we have fallen in love with the gospel. Because we have fallen in love with what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. And because we know this fact, that it was him who first loved us. And I am convinced, says Paul, that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Watch this. Neither death nor life. In death, we can't be separated from God's love. In life, we can't be separated from God's love. Neither the angels can change the way we are. Watch this. Nor can the demons. The demons have no influence if you are loving the Lord Jesus Christ. The demons have no chance, because the one thing the demons hate is love. They hate it. And if you are loving the way God has commanded you to love, if you are loving the way Jesus has said that you must love, and that is with an agape love, that is with an unconditional love, because he said, love one another as I have loved you. And he has loved us and continues to love us with that unconditional love. And because of that, the demons hate it. and the demons are going to come nowhere near you if you are loving the way you are supposed to love. Neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, and we already know that we are not to fear what's happening today, nor worry about what's happening tomorrow, because the Word of God says this in 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 18, it says, perfect love casts out fear. The love of God that is flowing through you as you listen to Worship Radio 247, as you listen to the Word of God, as you worship Him in spirit and in truth, that love flowing through you is going to knock out any fear that you have. Any fears about tomorrow, any worries about today, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. How powerful is that for you today? How powerful is this word for you today? Not even the powers of hell can separate you or me from the love of God. There's nothing. Nothing. Say that again. Nothing. Say that word again. Nothing. Nothing can separate you or me from the love of God who is in Christ Jesus. Not even the powers of hell, says Paul. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? If you do, just say amen. Say it loudly. Amen. At the top of your voice, say amen. Say this after me. Not even the powers of hell can separate me from God's love. Say it again. Not even the powers of hell can separate me from God's love. Paul goes on. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation. There is not a single thing in all of creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because the love of God is revealed to us, beloved, because of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, because He came to this earth as a baby. He grew up with His mother and His father. And when He was 12 years old, already He was confounding the scribes and Pharisees in Jerusalem. They couldn't believe He had such wisdom. He was already confounding them, but Jesus stayed steady and waited for His Father to call Him until He was 30 years old. 30 years old. And then His Father said, now, my son, right now. Now is the time. And I believe deep in Jesus' heart, He knew what His ministry was, to tell God's people about this awesome love. And I believe that the Lord has commissioned me to do that, to tell God's people about His love. It is so powerful. Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And the reason for that is because of Jesus. It's because of Him. There's a song we sing. It's all about You, Jesus. It's all about You. Lord God, it's all about You. And we worship You today and every day. And for the rest of our lives, Lord, we worship You in spirit and in truth, and we say, we agree, nothing in all creation will ever able to be separate, to be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. And amen.
And how do I respond? How do we respond? I'll tell you. The way that we respond is to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we do it this way with Noel Richards. I've changed my mind on the song I was going to play. I'm playing this one now. Nothing shall separate us. Oh, it's powerful and it's wonderful.
Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. God did not spare His only Son, gave Him Christ was met by Jesus' death and heaven's mercy falls. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love. Jesus was raised to sit at God's right hand, pleading our cause in heaven's courts. Forgiven we can stand. God's grace, we have embraced a life set free from sin. We shall deny all that destroys our union with Him. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God.
From the will of God.
Nothing shall separate us from the love of God.
Nothing shall separate
us.
Magnificent. That is Noel Richards. And nothing shall separate us.
Nothing shall separate us from the love of God.
And you know, I'm going to extend today's podcast a little bit because I just want to worship one last time. And this is amazing. This is Lyndall Cooley. And high and exalted. indeed. That is Lyndall Cooley. High and exalted. You know, it has been amazing today. And I'm so grateful to Almighty God for all he is doing. And something else. Just before we go, I would love you to pray for me. Would you do that? Would you pray for me? Because this Sunday, I'm preaching in my home church. I've not preached live in a church whilst this pandemic is going on, but this Sunday I will be preaching live, and I will let you listen to that on a podcast, on a future podcast, so we will record it audibly, and you'll be able to listen and share. But that is happening this Sunday, and I would love you to pray for me, that my brothers and sisters in the congregation would be touched, that the Lord would touch them with his Holy Spirit in a really special way, that they would be filled full of love and joy and peace, that you, Father, would be present. For I know already you will be present. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So would you do that? Would you pray that the congregation, my brothers and sisters, would be touched mightily in the name of Jesus? It's been great getting your company. Until next time, bye-bye for now.